Across the United States and right here in Idaho, class sizes are increasing at unprecedented rates. And it's fair to say that budget pressures are weighing on states and school districts. But there has also been an attack on the value of class size reduction. So because of this, we thought it would be a good idea to review what research and experience really show about the importance of smaller class sizes, especially when it comes to kindergarten. My guests today are Beth Oppenheimer, Executive Director of the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children. Beth is also a trustee for the Boise School District, and Don Coberly, superintendent of the Boise School District. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thank you.
Well, for most kids, school starts Monday. I know some schools locally have already started. So this is such an important topic to be talking about at this time of the year. And what's interesting to me to start the conversation is that there's been a bit of a backlash about the importance of classroom size. Mm-hmm. But I did a little bit of research, though, and the Institute of Education Sciences, which is the research arm of the U.S. Department of Education, actually concluded that class size reduction is one of only four evidence-based reforms that have been proven to increase student achievement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So why, then, would people not be concerned about classroom size?
Well, I think it comes down to a lot of things. I think you're right in that budgets really matter. What we're seeing here in the Treasure Valley is we're seeing schools popping up with very large kindergarten, specifically classroom sizes. And the reason that that's so important to talk about that is that, you know, kindergarten class size, if you've got a kindergarten classroom, you've got 5-year-olds, you've got 32 kids in that classroom. If you can imagine
32 kids,
these are 5-year-olds. And oftentimes it's that kid's first experience in a classroom setting. You know, we talk about there's no opportunities for preschool. And so oftentimes kindergarten, that's their first day in a classroom setting. So you have 32 kids in a classroom where, you know, they're trying to regulate their own emotions. You've got a teacher who's trying to help them do that. It's for their social emotional development. It's for their academic emotional, you know, development. And if you can imagine, you have a first grader. Mm-hmm. If you can imagine having 32 of your youngest in a classroom and trying to manage that and really and also expect, how are we going to help them learn and how are we going to help them develop? They're at a critical time in their early childhood development. And so how are we managing a classroom? So we at the Boise School District really take classroom sizes into account. It's really important for us to ensure that those classroom sizes are small.
So is there no limit on class size when it comes to kindergarten?
There are recommendations, but there's not a hard and fast limit. Although in Boise, our board has set some limits that we try to go by. Our average kindergarten class size is just over 20, 20.1, mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. because it's really important to us. I mean, if you think about it, back in the day when we opposed the Luna laws back in 2010, 2011, mm-hmm. one of the primary things we objected to was that they would have increased class sizes. And mm-hmm. we just think that's hugely important mm-hmm. to have smaller class sizes mm-hmm. for our kids and to allow our professionals to do their jobs. I mean, I was a reading specialist in the district for a number of years. And the teacher's expertise in what to do as you're leading kids to learn how to read is really, really important. So you get that, mm-hmm. you know, that trained expert with a relatively small number of kids, let's say 20, mm-hmm. you can do your circle better, you can do centers better, you can really use your expertise to help kids.
Well, and one of the things that just talking as a parent is I remember when our oldest went to kindergarten, what I learned during him going to kindergarten was that kindergarten comes down to how to be at school.
Right.
And what I mean by that is that I never had thought about that. But it is, even if they've gone to preschool, mm-hmm. preschool is different than kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And it's how they are learning to be in school. Mm-hmm. And I think you either give a child a love of learning or you don't. And I think it starts in kindergarten. And I'm speaking purely as a parent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so then when you put 30 plus kids in a classroom, someone's going to fall through the cracks.
Right, right. You know, kindergarten is such a unique milestone for these kids. And like I said, it's oftentimes their first experience. And that first day or that first week, if you've got 30, 32 kids, whatever that looks like, and you have kids that are really having a hard time trying to self-regulate and they can't do it, there's absolutely no way that those kids can learn. And there's no way that the teacher can do, as Don was saying, what she or he needs to do. Oftentimes we see with large class sizes, we see, well, we're just going to put another body, another adult in that classroom, and we'll put it, what they call a teacher's aide in the classroom. And I think Don can really speak to that piece, because that doesn't really solve the problem.
Okay, because I was going to ask about that, because I know that, I mean, you know, a lot of classrooms, when they get a little bit bigger, it's, well, then we put a teacher's aide in there, and and then you have a, you know, 2-to-whatever, right? So then it's, what, a 2-to-15 ratio.
Yeah.
And I, you know, you're almost pacified as a parent to think that, well, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But what is it not doing?
I mean, what you're really better off having smaller numbers and having a trained professional, in my opinion, just because of the things that the trained professional knows and what they can do to help with socialization, to help with acquiring reading skills, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, crisscross applesauce, the thing we use with kindergartners, that's not a natural thing for our little wiggly 5-year-olds. And so, you know, that training that teachers have with, predicting reading. And knowing how language works, those are the trainings that our teachers have that really make them experts in the field. And so you're better off with that expert with, in our case, let's say 20 or 18 kids or something like that.
But then how in the world do you advocate for that, though? Because, I mean, let's be frank and honest. We're growing. Idaho is growing. We don't pay our teachers like other states pay their teachers. So we have a retention issue with teachers. And we have more kids moving into Idaho. So, and we don't have enough money. So you can't go build a new school or add another class. I mean, so is this just a pipe dream that we're going to, I mean, seriously, that we're going to lower these numbers?
I don't think it is. I mean, from our perspective, when we ask our parents, class size is one of the very most important things, as it comes out in the research that you cited. And so when we're talking about where to spend our money, it's in teacher salaries, it's in decreasing class size. You have to make those priorities in your school district, and that's what we're working on.
And how do parents advocate for that? Because you also live in certain school boundaries, and that's where you need to send your child to school. I mean, we have open enrollment and all of that, but for the most part, you want to send your kid to the neighborhood school.
Right. Well, in the public schools, especially in the Boise public school system, you know, it's our job to serve every child, right? We have to serve every child. And if that means that we have to make those priorities of you know, if we're seeing in a certain school or school area that we're seeing an increase in the number of kindergartners coming in, we have to adjust for that. And we have to make those priorities. And that's the board's responsibility to ensure that we're balancing that budget enough so that we're and that doesn't mean just adding more kids to one classroom. If we have to open up another classroom, then we make that a priority to do that. You know, I can't speak for other school districts. I can't speak to other schools, but we really make that a priority within our school district to ensure that we keep our class sizes smaller. And if we have to open up another class to meet the demands of folks moving in, then we have to do that.
And have you had to do that?
Yes, we have. And my experience in the Boise district is parents aren't shy about letting us know when they think class sizes are too large. And they'll go directly to the top as they see
will.
It and email me. And oftentimes then we'll meet and talk about, hey, what can we do here to ease that burden? And maybe there's not anything, but most of the time there is.
And when we talk about kindergarten as well, because we don't have all-day kindergarten, that's not required. So a lot of times when we talk about, you know, class size, whether it's 20 children all the way up to 32, as you mentioned, I am assuming that's for, let's say, morning kindergarten. Then you have another class for the afternoon. So this one teacher doesn't actually have only 20 students, even in a small classroom.
Right, but 20 at a time.
20
typically.
At a time, yeah. But that's still. So if you're adding even one or two children to the mix, every teacher will tell you that that's not a small increase in classroom size.
Right. If you've got a morning kindergarten and an afternoon, you're essentially doubling.
Right.
You're doubling the amount of not just the amount of kids, but the parents too. Right. I mean, kindergarten, as I said, is a really unique milestone, not for just for our children, but for our parents. This is sometimes the first introduction to the school system, and we talk a lot about parent engagement, and that parent engagement in those early years, those kindergarten years, is super important to keep them engaged, to get them engaged, introduce them to the school district, introduce them to the teachers, and really be engaged as a parent. And so it's for the teacher. So you add one or two kids, you're also adding the parents, mm-hmm. right? And parents, as we know, are very strong advocates for their children. And so it just makes it a lot more difficult for those teachers.
But bottom line is that smaller classroom size, I mean, research shows, especially the K through 3 years in particular, it is research, it's evidence-based, mm-hmm. that it goes back to student success.
It matters.
Absolutely.
It matters more than any other year.
And let's face it, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because we're adding additional classrooms, adding additional teachers, but it's also the most important thing we can do. So we have to kind of look at it that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it costs money, but again, it's related to student success and achievement. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then it should be a high priority.
Absolutely. And it should matter for every child who goes to school.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. I want to thank both of you for coming in today. Interesting topic. As always, I'd like to thank my guest, Executive Director of the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, Beth Oppenheimer. She's also a trustee for the Boise School District, and Don Coberly, Superintendent of the Boise School District. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks, you.